45-year-old David Campbell of Chandler has been to hell and back. The Army veteran served in the first Iraq War in 1991 as one of the first soldiers in Baghdad to push back Saddam Hussein's Republican Guard. Later in the conflict, he was caught in a bunker with his partner and nearly didn't make it out.
We were side by side when the blast went off. He looked back and he saw me laying half in and half out of the bunker, and he thought I was joking. He said, "All right, Campbell, get up." And I didn't move, so we went over, rolled me over, and blood all over my face, no pulse, no breathing, no anything. So it took him about 4 minutes of CPR to bring me back to life.
But Campbell, who comes from a proud military family, recovered and even returned to the battlefield before coming home to the States, where he nearly lost his life again.
15 years ago, I was rear-ended at 80 miles an hour, and I should have been killed. The doctor told me just a millimeter more on my back of my neck, I would have been paralyzed from the neck down.
After multiple surgeries, David had to have his left leg amputated, and now he gets around with the use of prosthetics and with the help of Caleb, his service dog. But along with the physical ailments from both on and off the battlefield, the mental scars of war have stayed with him, and he knew from family experience exactly what it was.
I not only grew up with a PTSD father, PTSD grandfather. I, got my butt whooped every day, with hands, fists, feet, boots, you name it. But, it made me tough.
After his wife urged him to get help, he did.
And I finally got sober. I put myself out of state to make sure I would stay. And when I found that I can find peace, happiness, their hope, there's a light at the end of the tunnel again, I can get through that stuff with different therapies. I found that, hey, this is like magic. I've got to get this out to every veteran that I know.
And now, as a member of MESA's Veteran Resource Center, he wants to help others cope with the horrors of post-traumatic stress disorder by working with the MESA Police Department to identify those who are also going through tough times.
Being able to do this, being able to relate your story and your struggles with the police department so that they can pass that down when they're dealing with people who might be in your position. Talk about how that worked for you and being involved with law enforcement and helping them.
Well, actually, for the last 4 years, because the year after I got sober, I broke down one day and drank a beer and had an episode with law enforcement on the interstate trying to get to my EMDR doctor. Pulled over for aggressive driving, lost my mind, threatened all their lives. I was going to kill them all, rip their throats off, their ears off. Crazy stuff that I would never say. that made me realize that, this is serious. Since those officers saved me that day, and my hat goes off to them 120%. Those guys saved my life. They turned my life around that day just by simply knowing what I was going through. I had no idea. All I saw was red. So for the last 4 years, I've been praying that I get the opportunity to, instead of showing up with weapons at a veteran's door, show up with me or somebody like me. Let's change the system for the better, for all of us.
We have Veterans Day coming up, a day that we remember and celebrate and just think about the sacrifices that veterans have made in our country. You certainly made your share of sacrifices. What do you tell other veterans who may be going through what you've gone through about how to get through post-traumatic stress disorder?
If you're anything like me and could not leave the house because I just couldn't do it, get a service dog. Soldier's best friend pays for
you. You have your service dog here, by the way.
I do.
He's
name's
fantastic.
Caleb, and he is very comfortable right here laying next to me. And without him, I couldn't do what I do. He is my battle buddy. He's somebody I can trust and rely on 100%, no doubt in my mind. And without that, I couldn't do what I do. If you're suffering like me, get a service dog. That's a start. But it's not a cure-all. It's a step. So get out of the house one way or another. Shut off the brain by meditating, by just simply sitting outside in silence. That's how I started. And pray every day to be relieved from the bondage of self.
David Campbell is an Army veteran who now works with the Mesa Police Department in a crisis outreach program to other veterans. David, thanks so much for your time, and happy Veterans Day to you. Thanks for your service.
Oh, thank you, sir, and thank you for what you're doing today. Thank you.